Welcome to the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. This podcast will be a sharing of part of my morning routine as I prepare for the day with the Word of God. We will be partaking of Puritan prayers from the Valley of Vision, each day's morning devotional from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, and we'll be reading from the Legacy Standard Bible, which is the newest and, I believe, the most accurate translation of the Word of God. We will be following a Bible reading calendar that provides for reading the whole Bible in a year that was created by Minister Robert Murray McShane for his congregation back in 1842, and that has been a part of my daily reading for over 6 years now. Good morning and welcome to the Saturday, December 9th episode of the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I'm Wayne Floyd, your host. The Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a humble member of the Christian podcast community. You can find us over at christianpodcastcommunity.org. A lot of great listening over there, over 60 well-curated podcasts, a wide variety of topic areas, all covered from a biblical worldview. My brothers and sisters in Christ doing some great work over there for the kingdom. So please go on over there. I will guarantee you, you're going to find something over there you want to listen to, and there's a really good chance you're going to find more over there to listen to than you actually have time to listen to it in. And I say that from experience. All right. Well, with it being a Saturday, we won't be doing our Bible study for an evening segment. We won't be doing an evening segment, I should say. We're going to be doing our Bible reading, though, as we move on through the scriptures and as we're closing in here on the end of our Read the Bible in a Year plan. And I still hadn't decided what I'm going to do as far as scripture reading for next year, but I will. I realize it's closing in on the end of the year, but I've been very busy, as I'm sure all of you have. So let's go ahead and jump in. We're going to go ahead and open up with the Seventh-day morning prayer. It's called God's Good Pleasure. Let's pray. Sovereign Lord, thy will is supreme in heaven and earth, and all beings are creatures of thy power. Thou art the Father of our spirits. Thy inspiration gives us understanding. Thy providence governs our lives. But, O God, we are sinners in thy sight. Thou hast judged us so, and if we deny it, we make thee a liar. Yet in Christ thou art reconciled to thy rebellious subjects. Give us the ear of faith to hear him, the eye of faith to see him, the hand of faith to receive him, the appetite of faith to feed upon him, that we might find in him light, riches, honor, eternal life. Thou art the inviting one, may we hearken to thee, the almighty instructor, teach us to live to thee, the light dweller, inaccessible to man and angels, hiding thyself behind the elements of creation, but known to us in Jesus. Possess our minds with the grandeur of thy perfections. Thy love to us in Jesus is firm and changeless. Nothing can separate us from it, and in the enjoyment of it, nothing can make us miserable. Preserve us from hypocrisy and formality in religion. Enable us to remember what thou art and what we are, to recall thy holiness and our unworthiness. Help us to approach thee clothed with humility, for vanity, forwardness, insensibility, disorderly affection, backwardness to duty, proneness to evil are in our hearts. Let us never forget thy patience, wisdom, power, faithfulness, care, and never cease to respond to thy invitations. Amen. All right. Oh, that didn't swap. There we go. All right. Our morning devotion from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening for December 9th. The text for it is from Isaiah 30, verse 18. Therefore will the Lord wait that he may be gracious unto you. God often delays in answering prayer. We have several instances of this in sacred scripture. Jacob did not get the blessing from the angel until near the dawn of day. He had to wrestle all night for it. The poor woman of Syrophoenicia was answered not a word for a long while. Paul besought the Lord thrice that the thorn in the flesh might be taken from him, and he received no assurance that it should be taken away, but instead thereof a promise that God's grace should be sufficient for him. If thou hast been knocking at the gate of mercy, and hast received no answer, shall I tell thee why the mighty Maker hath not opened the door and let thee in? Our Father has reasons peculiar to himself for thus keeping us waiting. Sometimes it is to show his power and his sovereignty, that men may know that Jehovah has a right to give or to withhold. More frequently the delay is for our profit. Thou art perhaps kept waiting in order that thy desires may be more fervent. God knows that delay will quicken and increase desire, and that if he keeps thee waiting, thou wilt thou wilt see thy necessity more clearly, and wilt seek more earnestly, and that thou wilt prize the mercy all the more for its long tarrying. There may also be something wrong in thee which has need to be removed, before the joy of the Lord is given. Perhaps thy views of the gospel plan are confused, or thou mayest be placing some little reliance on thyself instead of trusting simply and entirely to the Lord Jesus. Or God makes thee tarry a while, that he may the more fully display the riches of his grace to thee at last. Thy prayers are all filed in heaven, and if not immediately answered, they are certainly not forgotten, but in a little while shall be fulfilled to thy delight and satisfaction. Let not despair make thee silent, but continue instant in earnest supplication. All right, sorry about that. I was struggling there to get from phrase to phrase this morning. Probably because I'm only partially awake yet and have not had my coffee. All right, now magically I have had my coffee. It was already brewing, but I had to go get it. So, and one thing I wanted to let you know, I'm actually thinking about as well with the devotions. Maybe picking up some different devotions for next year. Don't get me wrong, I love Spurgeon's, but we've now been near a year and a half. By the way, just so you know, by Monday, when we pick up Monday back in the Gospel of John, we will have been working on John for exactly a year in this podcast. So I just looked that up yesterday. I was curious how long we'd been doing it. But I don't... While I'm not, please understand, I'm not searching for big audience, other than the fact that the more people that listen, the more people hear the gospel. But at the same time, I know if I were you and listening, if I kept getting the same thing regurgitated year after year, I might get a little bored, even if it's the reading of the scripture. I don't want to do away with these things, but I'm thinking about finding other devotions to do next year for a morning and evening devotion. I've thought about, MacArthur has some wonderful devotions, and I've thought about maybe using some of those, but I've thought about some others as well. I want to keep us exposed to the Puritans. That's part of why I've done Valley of Vision for the prayers and Spurgeon. Though I guess he's not technically a Puritan, but it's close enough. I mean, his devotions are very, very puritanical. Not in a negative sense, but very much like the Puritans. And so I've wanted to keep us exposed to them, but I may try to find something similar, but maybe a little more modern, one easier to read for me. Though I like reading Spurgeon, sometimes it's hard to read aloud. It's one thing when I'm reading it silently, but reading it aloud is a little tougher. But we will see, like I said, I'm also looking for another, wow, I lost my mouse. There we go. For another Bible reading plan, or trying to decide, maybe I'll go back to the McShane one. Maybe I'll stay with this one because I actually really like this one. I appreciate that Pastor Jay showed me this one before we started 2023 because I really, really liked it. I like how it covers the portion. So who knows? We may keep the same one and just keep going like this and dive back in at the beginning, on January 1. We'll just have to see. All right. Well, our reading for today, now that I've rambled, So our reading for today, we're going to be Joel 1, 2, and 3, Revelation 1. There we are. Last book of the Bible. So like you can tell, we're closing in on the end of the scriptures, Psalm 128 and Proverbs 29, verse 18. So Joel 1, the word of Yahweh that came to Joel, I guess you should pronounce it Joel, sorry. All right, so again, hear the word of the Lord. The word of Yahweh that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel, hear this, O elders, and give ear, all inhabitants of the land. Has anything like this happened to you in your days, or in your father's days? Recount about it to your sons, and let your sons recount about it to their sons, and their sons to the next generation. What the gnawing locust has left, the swarming locust has consumed, and what the swarming locust has left, the creeping locust has consumed. And what the creeping locust has left, the stripping locust has consumed. Awake, drunkards, and weep, and wail, all you wine drinkers, on account of the sweet wine that is cut off from your mouth. For a nation has come up against my land, Mighty and without number, its teeth are the teeth of a lion, and it has the fangs of a lioness. It has made my vine a desolation, and my fig tree splinters. It has stripped them bare and cast them away. Their branches have become white. Wail like a virgin girded with sackcloth, for the bridegroom of her youth. The grain offering and the drink offering are cut off, for the house of Yahweh. The priests mourn, the ministers of Yahweh. The field is destroyed. The land mourns, for the grain is destroyed. The new wine dries up. Fresh oil fails. Be ashamed, O farmers. Wail, O vine dressers, for the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field perishes. The vine dries up, and the fig tree fails. The pomegranate, the palm also, and the apple tree. All of the trees of the field dry up. Indeed, rejoicing dries up from the sons of men. Gird yourselves with sackcloth, and lament, O priests. Wail, O ministers of the altar. Come spend the night in sackcloth, O ministers of my God. For the grain offering and the drink offering are withheld from the house of your God. Set apart a fast as holy. Call for a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to the house of Yahweh your God, and cry out to Yahweh. Alas for the day of Yahweh is near, and it will come as destruction from the Almighty. Has not food been cut off before our eyes? Gladness and joy from the house of our God? The seeds shrivel under their clods. The storehouses are desolate. The barns are pulled down, for the grain is dried up. How the beasts groan, the herds of cattle wander aimlessly, because there is no pasture for them. Even the flocks of sheep suffer. To you, O Yahweh, I cry, for fire has consumed the pastures of the wilderness, and the flame has burned up all the trees of the field. Even the beasts of the field pant for you, for the water brooks are dried up, and fire has consumed the pastures of the wilderness. Joel 2. Blow a trumpet in Zion, and make a loud shout on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of Yahweh is coming. Surely it is near. A day of darkness and thick darkness, a day of clouds and dense gloom, as the dawn is spread over the mountains. So there is a numerous and mighty people. There has never been anything like it, nor will there be again after it, for the years from generation to generation. A fire consumes before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is like the Garden of Eden before them, but a desolate wilderness behind them, and nothing at all escapes them. Their appearance is like the appearance of horses, and like war horses so they run, with a noise as of chariots. They leap on the top of the mountains, like the crackling of a flame of fire consumes the stubble, like a mighty people arranged for battle. Before them the peoples are writhing. All faces turn pale. They run like mighty men. They climb up the wall like men of war, and they each march in line. And they do not deviate from their paths. They do not crowd each other. They march everyone in his path. When they fall against the defending weapons, they do not break ranks. They rush on the city. They run on the walls. They climb up into the houses. They enter through the windows like a thief. Before them the earth trembles. The heavens quake. The sun and the moon grow dark, and the stars lose their brightness. But Yahweh gives forth his voice before his military force. Surely his camp is very numerous, for mighty is he who does his word. The day of Yahweh is indeed great and very awesome. And who can endure it? Yet even now, declares Yahweh, return to me with all your heart, and with fasting, weeping, and wailing, and tear your heart and not your garments. Now return to Yahweh your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and relenting concerning evil. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent, and leave a blessing behind him? Even a grain offering and a drink offering for Yahweh your God? Blow a trumpet in Zion, set apart a fast as holy, call for a solemn assembly. Gather the people, set apart the congregation as holy, assemble the elders, gather the infants and the nursing babies. Let the bridegroom come out of his room, and the bride out of her bridal chamber. Let the priests, the ministers of Yahweh, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, pity your people, O Yahweh, and do not make your inheritance a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they among the prophet peoples say, where is their God? Then Yahweh will be zealous for his land, and will spare his people. Then Yahweh will answer and say to his people, Behold, I am going to send you grain, new wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied and full with them. And I will never again make you a reproach among the nations. But I will remove the northern military force far from you, and I will drive it into a parched and desolate land, and its vanguard into the eastern sea, and its rear guard into the western sea. And its stench will rise up, and its foul smell will rise up, for it has done great things. Do not fear, O land, rejoice and be glad, for Yahweh has done great things. Do not fear, beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness have turned green, for the tree has borne its fruit. The fig tree and the vine have yielded their full force. So rejoice, O sons of Zion, and be glad in Yahweh your God, for he has given you the early rain in righteousness, and he has poured down for you the rain, the early and late rains as before. The threshing floor will be full of grain, and the vats will overflow with the new wine and oil. Then I will pay back to you in full for the years that the swarming locust has consumed, the creeping locust, the stripping locust, and the gnawing locust, my great military force which I sent among you. And you will have plenty to consume and be satisfied, and praise the name of Yahweh, your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. Then my people will never be put to shame. Thus you will know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am Yahweh your God, and there is no other. And my people will never be put to shame. And it will be afterwards that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on the male slaves and the female slaves, I will in those days pour out my spirit. And I will put wonders in the sky and on the earth, blood, fire, and columns of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and awesome day of Yahweh comes, and it will be that everyone who calls on the name of Yahweh will be delivered. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be those who escape, as Yahweh has said, even among the survivors whom Yahweh calls. Joel 3, and let me get some coffee here. All right, Joel 3. For behold, in those days and at that time, when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. Then I will enter into judgment with them there, on behalf of my people and my inheritance Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, and they have divided up my land. They have also cast lots for my people, traded a boy for a harlot, and sold a girl for wine that they may drink. Moreover, what are you to me, O Tyre, Sidon, and all the regions of Philistia? Are you rendering me a recompense? But if you do recompense me, swiftly and speedily I will return your recompense on your head, since you have taken my silver and my gold, brought my desirable treasures to your temples, and sold the sons of Judah and the sons of Jerusalem to the sons of the Greeks in order to remove them far from their borders. Behold, I am going to rouse them from the place where you have sold them, and return your recompense on your head. Also I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the sons of Judah, and they will sell them to the Sabaeans, to a distant nation, for Yahweh has spoken. Call out this message among the nations. Set yourselves apart for a war. Rouse the mighty men. Let all the men of war approach. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords, and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am a mighty man. Hasten and come, all you surrounding nations, and gather yourselves. There bring down, O Yahweh, your mighty ones. Let the nations be roused up and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there I will sit to judge all the surrounding nations. Send in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, tread, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow, for their evil is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of Yahweh is near in the valley of decision. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars lose their brightness, and Yahweh roars from Zion, and gives forth his voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth quake, but Yahweh is a refuge for his people, and a strong defense to the sons of Israel. Then you will know that I am Yahweh your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. So Jerusalem will be holy, and strangers will pass through it no more. And it will be in that day that the mountains will drip with sweet wine, and the hills will flow with milk, and all the brooks of Judah will flow with water. And a spring will go out from the house of Yahweh to water the valley of Shittim. Egypt will become a desolation, and Edom will become a desolate wilderness, because of the violence done to the sons of Judah, in whose land they have shed innocent blood. But Judah will be inhabited forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation, and I will avenge their blood which I have not avenged. Indeed, Yahweh dwells in Zion. Revelation 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his slaves the things which must soon happen, and he indicated this by sending it through his angel to his slave John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the witness of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and keep the things which are written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace, from the one who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and of the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood. And he has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the might forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. Yes, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the witness of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, saying, write in a scroll what you see, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamum, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the middle of the lampstands I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet, and girded across his chest with a golden sash. And his head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, when it has been made to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. And having in his right hand seven stars, and a sharp two-edged sword which comes out of his mouth, and his face was like the sun shining in its power. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man. And he placed his right hand on me, saying, do not fear, I am the first and the last, and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I have the keys of death and of Hades. Therefore write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after these things. As for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. All right, Psalm 128, a song of ascents. How blessed is everyone who fears Yahweh, who walks in his way. When you shall eat of the fruit of the labor of your hands, how blessed will you be, and how well will it be for you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine, in the innermost parts of your house, your children like olive plants, all around your table. Behold, for thus shall the man be blessed who fears Yahweh. May Yahweh bless you from Zion, that you may see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Indeed, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. And finally, Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people are out of control. But how blessed is he who keeps the law. All right, that is our reading for the day. And our evening devotion from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, the text comes from Isaiah 32, 18. My people shall dwell in quiet resting places. Peace and rest belong not to the unregenerate. They are the peculiar possession of the Lord's people, and of them only. The God of peace gives perfect peace to those whose hearts are stayed upon him. When man was unfallen, his God gave him the flowery bowers of Eden as his quiet resting place. Alas, how soon sin blighted the fair abode of innocence. In the day of universal wrath, when the flood swept away a guilty race, the chosen family were quietly secured in the resting place of the ark, which floated them from the old condemned world into the new earth of the rainbow and the covenant, herein typifying Jesus, the ark of our salvation. Israel rested safely beneath the blood besprinkled habitations of Egypt when the destroying angel smote the firstborn. And in the wilderness, the shadow of the pillar of cloud and the flowing rock gave the weary pilgrims sweet repose. At this hour, we rest in the promises of our faithful God, knowing that his words are full of truth and power. We rest in the doctrines of his word, which are consolations itself. We rest in the covenant of his grace, which is a haven of delight. More highly favored are we than David in Adullam, or Jonah beneath his gourd, for none can invade or destroy our shelter. The person of Jesus is the quiet resting place of his people, and when we draw near to him in the breaking of the bread, in the hearing of the word, the searching of the scriptures, prayer or praise, we find any form of approach to him to be the return of peace to our spirits. I hear the words of love, I gaze upon the blood. I see the mighty sacrifice, and I have peace with God. Tis everlasting peace, such as Jehovah's name. Tis stable as his steadfast throne, forevermore the same. The clouds may go and come, and storms may sweep my sky. This blood-sealed friendship changes not, the cross is ever nigh. All right, well, that is our episode today. I thank you for coming and spending this time with me. I continue to pray that our time in the Word helps to keep all of us very, very saturated in the Word of God. As I've spoken of before, you know, we want to be like John Bunyan, where his contemporaries would speak of him, that he was so saturated in the Scripture that if you were to cut him, he were to bleed Bibline, he would bleed the Bible. And that's how we need to be. We need to be that saturated in it. That is the only way that we can walk properly, that we can be, as Ephesians 5:1 says, we can be imitators of God in this world, which we are called to be. So I would pray that that is so from this time together. And that's kind of the purpose of doing this. That was my purpose of starting this podcast and doing this part of it in the first place. So I would pray that it actually does this for you and I. All right. Well, I hope you have yourself a wonderful weekend. Again, as I've said before, I would implore you to do all that you do for the glory of God. I hope that your prayers this weekend, I pray that your prayers this weekend include worshiping with the saints, physically worshiping with the saints, if you are able. If for some reason you are not able, we would definitely love to have you join our live stream. We live stream at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook at Vail Valley Baptist Church and on Twitter or X or Twixter or whatever you want to call it at VVB Church. So please join us. I'm sure Pastor Jay has a wonderful, wonderful message. We're working our way through the Gospel of Matthew. So I'm sure he has a wonderful, wonderful message for us this Sunday. So please join us. If you're physically unable to worship with the saints in your area. And so let's go ahead and close out with prayer. The prayer we're going to close out with is the Lord's Day Eve prayer. Let's pray. God of the passing hour, another week has gone and I have been preserved in my going out and my coming in. Thine has been the vigilance that has turned threat and evils aside. Thine the supplies that have nourished me. Thine the comforts that have indulged me. Thine the relations and friends that have delighted me. Thine the means of grace which have edified me. Thine the book which amidst all my enjoyments has told me that this is not my rest, that in all successes one thing alone is needful, to love my Savior. Nothing can equal the number of thy mercies but my imperfections and sins. These, O God, I will neither conceal nor palliate, but confess with a broken heart. In what condition would secret reviews of my life leave me, were it not for the assurance that with thee there is plenteous redemption, that thou art a forgiving God, that thou mayest be feared? While I hope for pardon through the blood of the cross, I pray to be clothed with humility, to be quickened in thy way, to be more devoted to thee, to keep the end of my life in view, to be cured of the folly of delay and indecision, to know how frail I am, to number my days and apply my heart unto wisdom. Amen. All right, again, I hope you have yourself a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend, and I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Have a good day. God bless.